Street Philosophy, Chapter 1. Technology for technology's sake. As a species, Homo sapiens has existed for 200,000 years. And incredible as this may seem, for 199,985 of those years, we survived without the mobile phone. The way people behave these days, though, you'd think the mobile was as vital to the evolution of man as the increase in cubic centimeters of the human brain. I mean, do you remember at school the classic evolutionary graphic of man's progress from monkey to human? If the mobile companies designed the textbooks, the graphic of man in all his phases of development from a monkey to an upstanding bipedal would have as its final image a human holding a mobile phone. Mobile phones, to me, are the classic example of technology creating the idea that something is necessary when it was only the technology itself that made it necessary. For example, everybody now thinks that mobiles are essential for meeting up with people. Just think about how many SMS and calls you have to make to meet up with someone these days. Communication 1. All right, Terry, I'll see you around 3 o'clock. Okay, John, see you then. Communication 2. Terry, I'm just leaving. See you soon.
Okay, John.
Communication 3. Oh, man, Terry, I'm stuck in traffic. I'll be 10 minutes late, all right?
Okay, John.
Communication 4. Oh, Terry, you know that cafe you wanted to meet in? It's closed, mate. So, I'll be in the one opposite.
Okay, John.
The way people talk now, you would think that before the invention of the mobile in the 1980s, people never used to meet up successfully. That meeting up was in fact an invention of modern times occasioned by the invention of the mobile phone. What's next? Kids writing essays in school with theories like, Hannibal's invasion of Rome was unsuccessful because his scouts didn't have mobile phones to report enemy troop movements. As I remember it, people used to meet up just fine, and it was actually a lot more straightforward. You said, I'll meet you at 2. And guess what? You fucking met the person at 2 and didn't have to involve yourself in 7 pointless conversations like you have these days. In the old days, you first of all made a much greater commitment to be on time because people generally had more respect for each other. And if you were gonna be late, the person just waited. And in the event of the bar being shut, you used your nut and sat opposite and waited till you saw them approach the other cafe and called out, Richard, I'm over here. Yes, you heard me right. Call over using your voice and not a digital medium. Another completely overrated piece of technology for me is the MP3 player. Having a choice of a billion songs doesn't substantially change the experience of listening to music more than when you only had 500 million songs, or 100,000, or, as in the days of the Walkman, 20 songs on a tape. Sorry, a quick word for our younger listeners. A tape was this chunky piece of plastic with some thin brown tape inside and a couple of small wheels, which, when you put it inside a tape player, the Walkman, it played music. Anyway, when I had a Walkman, I seem to remember that when you knew you didn't have a billion other albums at your fingertips, an album lasted a lot longer in your appreciation and enjoyment. You would listen again and again, and then you eventually ended up listening to the songs which you didn't like originally. And guess what? Sometimes they ended up being the songs you liked most. Then, in the later stages of listening to the album, you began to notice things and sounds you hadn't noticed before. After a while, you came to know the album intimately, and it became a part of your life and your personal history by which you remember where you were and who you were with. Now, of course, it's undeniable that we are brutal and impatient with music, rapidly fast-forwarding through our 1,000-track library, passing by brilliant songs because they're not instantly brilliant, because they don't capture our attention within 2.3 seconds. So you see, the way I see it is that for every advantage a new technology bestows, there will always be some hidden disadvantage. This is called the technology sting. Also, we only have so much capacity for pleasure and amazement. And just because something is bigger, faster, brighter, whatever, doesn't change the qualitative experience. Imagine an experiment where we compare the level of enjoyment of a person in the 18th century listening to a limited selection of 10 songs on a violin and piano, and an individual on a metro in 2011 with 3,000 songs on his iPod. Do you think one of those would, in terms of pleasure and enjoyment, be having a better experience? And is there really any difference in the level of ecstasy felt by primitive, in inverted commas, tribesmen listening to a single drum than a 21st century teenager listening to a 32-track techno album? These concepts undermine the idea that if we buy the latest model, it will improve the experience. The only thing it gives us is a short-lived buzz at the new technology. Then it becomes normal, and then our enjoyment is exactly the same as before. For example, a normal TV screen only became unsatisfying when we invented flat-screen TV. Flat-screen TV will only become unsatisfying when they invent 3D TV. The key point is, if you can measure the satisfaction of a person in 1990 watching their TV and the person in 2011 with their flat-screen TV, there'd be no difference. At the moment, I'm talking to you thanks to the technology of podcasting and the technology of iTunes. So I should perhaps shut the fuck up and not be so ungrateful. And the truth is, I love my iPod, and you would have to chop my right arm off to get it from me. But I think in all the extreme excitement that surrounds the release of new technology, we should be more discerning. What's more important? That we can now listen to a billion songs instead of half a billion songs? Or developments in renewable energy and medicine? And lastly, maybe we should return to an appreciation of what's on the device, the music, instead of the device itself. Art for art's sake, instead of technology for technology's sake.